And the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no mine.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions of any kind at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in stupendous.com. This segment is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com, N-P-I-E-R.com. I am happy to report that we have Wayne Levine back with us, back from his recent retreat. And I will tell you a little bit about our esteemed guest. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. I'm proud to call Wayne my friend, and welcome back, Wayne.
Pleasure. Bruce?
As you know, this topic is about living our lives through our kids.
Yes.
So I would be very curious what you might have to say about that.
Oh, it is not recommended, but it's certainly what we do. And the sooner we are aware of how that's showing up for us, the sooner we can sort of rebalance our lives. I think there are many pitfalls to doing this. One of them is just the deterioration of your primary relationship, because too much energy is going into living through your kids. I think that's something that you mentioned in your article.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's just not healthy for our kids to have parents who need to be so involved in their lives.
Why do you think that's changed?
Why are parents more involved lately?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's at least in our community, our little bubble, there's more wealth.
Therefore, there's more parents that can stay at home.
That's right. And there's time. And you know, listen, I haven't done any research, but from what I can see through my practice, there are a lot of very unhappy relationships. And if you're not getting what you need in your relationship, you're going to find something else to satisfy your needs. And I would venture to say that that's some of what's going on, is that parents, many wives, are not really getting what they need from their primary relationship, from their husbands who are working too much or not available or dealing with their own issues, and they get satisfied and fulfilled by being involved with their kids. And that works fine to a degree until the kids go off to school or they become teenagers and their interests change, and then there is mom sort of left holding the gym bag.
So you have asserted or implied something that I stated in segment one, which is that this problem may be more prevalent among moms than dads.
Well, I think that's, you know, just a virtue of proximity. Right.
Meaning there are more stay-at-home moms than dads.
Sure. But there are dads who are guilty of it.
Well, you know I used to be.
You're guilty of almost everything I
know
about.
Thank you. Yeah. I love you too. But I was. I mean, indeed. I did invest too much of my energy into it, especially, as I said, during the dark days of the divorce. So I understand it because I did it. But I
think you also mentioned, and we've had discussions about how you were holding your kid's relationship with his girlfriend and what that was meaning to you and the concerns you had.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't your concerns so much as a father. They were more about, and this is, we're all guilty of this, they were more about your life and how you wanted his life to be different than your life. And don't make this mistake, because I know how that mistake feels. And so we project, and we want to save our children from the mistake that they have to make.
That's so key, and I think that's ultimately where I came in that particular example that you cited, which is I decided to let him figure it out, let the chips fall where they may. This was not a case of life and death. where, of course, as a parent, if a kid is going off the deep end on drugs or doing something highly irresponsible, you throw all caution to the wind and you just take care of your kid. But this was a case of being potentially an intrusive parent for those reasons.
Yeah. You know, just a topic for another day, how to deal with children who are having drug problems. Just that one remark about throwing caution to the wind, there's even a downside to that in terms of your boundaries. So it's just a big topic, but make a note.
Well, we actually have pre-recorded a drug special.
Excellent.
That,
I love drug specials.
Yes, and it may have a whole different tone depending on the outcome of the forthcoming election, too. But we don't discuss politics, so forget that. What else would you like to add about this scenario? Actually, I'd like to, you know, I'm not going to give it to you, over to you. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
You are living exactly what you talked about. You and your wife have just in the last year or two experienced, in fact, both of your children leaving the home.
We're still celebrating.
All right, come on. Tell us the truth.
Listen.
What has been the downside of it? Okay, I believe that you are celebrating because I know you and Rhea, and I know you have a really strong and great marriage. So the you're not left, neither of you are left holding the bag, as we've talked about.
Right.
But what has been the hard parts of that?
I don't know, because it's been terrific. It's terrific to have privacy. It's terrific to have the ability to be spontaneous in all ways in our relationship.
What could you possibly be referring to?
Yes. And, you know, do I miss my kids? Yes, but we talk all the time and I chat and there's all that connection. But it was vital for our kids, first our daughter and our son, to move out because it was the only way they were going to become their own adults. And it took a couple years for my daughter, and I'm finally seeing my son as a sophomore who's very busy now and he doesn't have time to waste time, that he's finally finding himself. It never would have happened at home. And in fact, when he came home for the summer, I couldn't wait for him to go back to school because I want my space. You know, we worked
meaning
hard.
Meaning you got accustomed to it.
Yes, absolutely. And so, and I let him know, I said, you know what, it may not be right for you to come back next summer. You might want to stay up there and just start your life. Not just for us, but for him as well, because it was confining and it was a little boring being at his parents' house. And I said, well, it's time to start thinking about the rest of your life.
That's interesting. Also, at least I imagine if it were to happen to me and a young adult child returned home, they would be expected to follow certain of our, say, so-called house rules that, of course, they don't have to follow when they're not living at home.
Yes, absolutely. But you know what? You bring up this point about us living vicariously through our children and the relationships that are created through that dynamic, and I think it's contributing significantly to the permissiveness of allowing our children to move back into our homes. There are times when kids need the support, but it's an epidemic, and I think it has more to do with the parents' desires to stay in that relationship with the kids than it has to do with what the children need. And I think that kids should be prepared and coached throughout these college years to prepare for the other side, prepare to take care of yourself. And there's a lot that we can do to continue to parent them through school to prepare. But I don't think it ought to be acceptable, except in extraordinary measures, to let the kids move back in.
I'm pausing only because I'm reflecting on the wisdom of what you just shared and also just projecting my own thinking about this issue because I have a son who's in 11th grade. He's a junior, and he's potentially just a year away from leaving. And when I think about it, I tend to think about, well, it'll be fine to have him come back. But I think you've raised a very, very important subject for me to think about. Wayne, we are nearly out of time, so please tell our listeners where they can reach you.
Well, first of all, I think it's a good idea to pause more frequently to consider my wisdom, Bruce.
I will consider that.
Excellent. You can reach me at bettermen.org, find out about our weekends, the book I've written for men, and the mentoring that I do both in Agora and on the phone and via Skype and iChat all over the world.
And you should take advantage of that. I recommend Wayne highly. Thank you, Wayne, very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay. Thank you, North Pier, for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. We will be back for Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams.
Take it from me, she's a better catch. If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never gonna make a pretty woman your wife. So for my personal point of view, if another girl to marry you.